And welcome back in to Inside the Numbers, brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Boji Wood. Mike Bernard with you, breaking down the top college and NFL games of the week. And Mike, we've covered the NFL. Let's move on. We've got bowl games this weekend, and we'll take a look at a couple. Let's go out west to the Las Vegas Bowl. Herm Edwards getting his Arizona State Sun Devils into the bowl picture at 7-5. It's kind of ironic, though. 7-5 is the exact record that got Todd Graham fired last year. But the Sun Devils are taking on the Fresno State Bulldogs, and Jeff Tepper's done an outstanding job at his alma mater. They won the Mountain West this year.
Yeah, very impressive. Fresno State, underrated team. Of course, Coach, people on the East Coast, they don't know anything about Fresno. The average fan doesn't, but they can play. And there's several interesting storylines in this bowl game. Of course, a lot of people question the hirings of Herm Edwards and his CEO approach, but I feel like he's done better than most expected in his first year. And Fresno State, Coach, they're attempting to win 12 games in a season for the first time in school history. Fresno is favored by 4, and the total's around 52.
Arizona State running back Eno Benjamin, he only needs 42 yards to break the single-season rushing mark for the Sun Devils. The two quarterbacks in this game, McCarron for Fresno, he transferred from Oregon State, so he's familiar with the Pac-12 style of play. And Arizona State senior Manny Wilkins, he's thrown for 19 touchdown passes and only 4 picks.
Right, and when I take a look at numbers in this game, both teams struggle against the point spread when they do make it to the postseason. Arizona State, their last 9 bowl games, they've only covered 2. Fresno State, their last 7 bowl games, they only covered 1 of those. Fresno is the more consistent team against the spread because their last 34 games, they've covered 27 of them.
Down in New Orleans on Saturday night, we've got the New Orleans Bowl, Middle Tennessee State and Appalachian State. You've got the Conference USA runner-up in the Blue Raiders and the Sun Belt champs in the Mountaineers. Middle Tennessee State coach Rick Stockpole, he's in his 13th season. Seems like his son's Brent been playing quarterback for him about that long, but he hadn't. He's a senior this year. Now, App State, it's a little bit different look for them because they're without their head coach, Scott Satterfield. Satterfield, he left, and he is the new head coach at Louisville. So App State will have an interim coaching staff on the sideline Saturday night.
Yeah, it's one of the many challenges to handicap bowl games. You know, these teams have to overcome staff changes. Some teams have players opting to sit out the bowl games. Satterfield leaving, now, it can motivate the App State players, or they may be disappointed that the guy that recruited them has left them. Most of the nation does not know how good Appalachian State is. Now, they lost in overtime at Penn State. They had the lead late and lost in overtime. And, Coach, you and I know, and we've talked about it often, and we've seen them play, but their defense is one of the best in college football. They held 6 different opponents to single digits.
This App State defense, it's been really good all year, and you can count on a consistent performance for them week in and week out. And, of course, they're going to be facing a Blue Raider offense that's led by offense coordinator Tony Franklin. He's one of the original air raid guys, fun and gun, whatever you want to call it. But the Blue Raiders defensively, that's where they've had trouble. They gave up 27 or more in 3 of their last 4 games, and they lost 2 of those games. You know, against UAB in the last game of the regular season, they dominated the Blazers up in Murfreesboro, and then the next week they lost a close one in the conference championship game to the Blazers.
Yeah, it's always tough to beat a good team twice in the same year. We've seen that so many times. Most of the time, the series ends up getting split, as it did with UAB and Middle Tennessee. As far as this bowl game, Coach, I'm going to go with the better defensive team here. I'm going to go with Appalachian State. They may come out a little bit flat after losing their head coach, but I'm going to go with the Mountaineers based off the fact that they've held 6 opponents to single digits.
Okay, Mike, that's going to wrap it up for this week's edition of Inside the Numbers. But we'll be back next week. We'll recap these games and even maybe take a look at some of the other bowl games from a review situation. And then, man, then it all of a sudden just the bowls start coming at you day after day after day, don't they?
Oh, sure. We've got football, either college or NFL, pretty much from Thursday. And I'm counting the 1AA FCF playoffs because Friday night they have those. So the rest of the month, I think the only day we don't have football is Christmas Day.
All right. Mike Bernard from OTM Sports been listening to Inside the Numbers, brought to you by State Farm Insurance on GameDaySportsRadio.com.